Father in heaven, we come to you this day in the wonderful name of our Savior, in the wonderful name of Jesus, that name that is higher, that name that is more noble, that name that has been our salvation through the life that he gave for all of us this wonderful day. Father, without you, these things would not have happened. But Father, we thank you that you've had a plan for man, and that plan has been through the gifting of your Son Jesus, that special gift, that eternal gift, that gift of love, that gift of peace, that gift of a change in each one of us. We all need to have a change of character. We need a change of mind, of heart, that our lives might be appropriated by thy glory, that we might receive that special help from heaven that will help us on life's journey as we journey to this land. Father, we will be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, fulfilling the call from heaven, hearing and listening for that call. Continually, every second of the day, we continually listen for your voice. We continually listen, even though we're not saying out loud, but inward, in our hearts, listening for that strength, listening that we might be ready at any moment's time to do thy will, that we don't have to stop to pray through, but we're ready whatever test comes our way, that we see the chance and we see the place. We need to see that special power that comes through the believers that can be used any moment in life's day and every day of our life, that we walk in that final condition, that we're ready to say, "Here, Lord, I hear thy voice. I wish to do thy will, O Lord. Help me to be ready." And as we engage our lives in the Spirit of God, that things happen, that lives are changed. And without this important alliance with God the Father, the alliance with Jesus Christ, and the alliance of the Holy Ghost, and the alliance of thy angels that you send us to minister to the saints, without this, we're unprofitable servants. We're unprofitable. We don't know thy will. And we find ourselves struggling in life's journey. We find ourselves not being able to cope with life itself. When we find ourselves, when we're asked, we don't have the answers. When someone wants us to pray for them, we're incapable to pray because we need prayer ourselves. And Father, we just pray that we'll start learning that you have a very special assignment for all subjects who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We'd walk in thy fullness and thy joy. We would walk not being denied, but walk in thy fullness and not walk in that haughtiness that comes upon natural men or natural women that do not know you. We'd walk in that love, that humility, and that humbleness of a spirit. We would be thy servant, O Lord, and we'd walk to please you day by day. That would be our desire, is to please you and to please thy love. Oh, Lord, your love is so worthy, and we don't have love within ourselves, and we need your love continually. We have to participate of what brings that love in our life, and as we call upon you, you will aid us, you will help us, you will shelter us, you will protect us, you will guide us, you will direct us. And Father, I thank you for what you did last night. I thank you for your all-seeing eye that went right before us. There was no nothing. It was spectacular where you took us. There was not no cars. It was flawless. And only you could do, it was flawless. And Father God, as we made that turn, it was still flawless. You had a plan. And as I left Brother Clint and Riley, you had a plan. It was very short. It was all reunited. And you had thy will be done. And Father, that's what it is in life, that things seem like in our own natural mind, everything seems stiff. It seems like it's impossible. But with you, that's what the natural is. We need to realize that you want to do supernatural things every day of our life. Help us this day to walk in victory. And we pray for the sick this day. We pray, lift up Al this day. We pray for America this day. We pray for our nation this day. We pray for our president this day. We pray for the leadership of this country. We pray for the pastors. We pray for the missionaries. We pray for all activity that's under thy control. And we lift them up to you this day in the marvelous name of our Savior and the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible plainly says in Romans the sixth chapter of Romans, 11th verse, I believe it is. Likewise, reckon yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. What a wonderful message. Alive unto God, but dead unto sin. And I really believe, with all that God has spoken to my heart, that most people are alive unto sin, but dead unto God. Because as beings, we can only have it one way or the other. We can't be in any two places at the same time. And we can't be in sin and be free. We can't walk denying the power of God, even we say, well, I'm not a sinner. But if we're walking in unbelief, we're walking not in true faith, and we're not walking hearing His voice, we're not attentive to His will, we're really what God classes as sinners. Because we're walking below the privileges that God has called His people to come unto. He wants to share this. He wants to be our Heavenly Father that has some righteous children, that are good children that listen to His voice, that listen and are very sympathetic unto His, what He wishes for, and what He desires in us. And this takes a lot of courage in most people, stamina, all these little extras that God wishes for us to start hardening our senses. You know, I've been ripping with it last few weeks, running a cat. And my right arm's been giving me trouble. Because why it's been giving me trouble? It's because my arm is not up to condition what I had to be required of me to really to run that machine efficiently. And that's the way we are in life. We go out to do the job, and we just fall over. We can't do it. Because we haven't stayed in touch with God. We got to mature in God before we can ever do God's work. And that's why a novice can't do the will of God. And you can go to a place of education, all these things it offers for people to better your knowledge in the things of the Lord, but it still won't bring you into that close step with God. Only your heart. I can know all there is to know about God and still miss God. I can know all the heavenly choir and I can know all the characters in the Bible and know all these things and be a misfit for God. We need the Spirit of God and we need to be alive unto God, but dead unto the cares of this world. More people and Christians alone, I see them every day. They'll say, well, I was just talking to some here late. I want to go hunting. And that's the great desire. Which, if it's that second place, third place, it's all right. But the Bible says, seek ye first all His kingdom, and then all the... You say, well, that's too narrow. Well, then you just should go and do something else. I'm just saying what God says, He wants it one way. He wants it, come unto me, all you weary, heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. We want God, but yet we don't want to make any sacrifices for God. God sacrificed His own Son. God gave Jesus, He gave His best. He gave His best for this whole world. His Son bled and died that we might live, and yet we think it's God's too hard. No, He's not too hard. He's too lenient. God's greater. God's wonderful, and we need to put Him first. We need to call upon Him, alive unto God, but dead unto sin. With people, I've talked to pastors and said, well, you can't preach hard, because if you do, you're going to lose your people. Well, what they're telling you is they don't want to lose the money. They don't want to lose their livelihood. Yes, if you want to really care for people's souls, you will tell them the truth. The truth shall set them free, and the truth, we're more than conquerors through Him which loved us, and we will need to be positive. It doesn't make any difference what anybody thinks about me. They might not like me because I'm too straightforward, but what counts is what God thinks about. God anoints you with the glory of God that you might be alive unto Him, but dead in the sin. There's too much of this
flesh that's alive under the cares of this world. They got boats, they got airplanes, they got trips, they go places. I know churches that the seniors, when they come to a certain age, they got the pastors, youth pastors, or old pastors, what they are, but they're young pastors that go out and take these babysit the old people. And then old people go off to Alaska. I know churches that does this, and they have a pastor, he leads them, and those people are dying spiritually. I know that they're dying spiritually. A few years ago, my thyroid quit and I got very sick. And through that time, I realized that God showed me some great things, great truth that took place, and I knew that I couldn't handle myself. And this is what happens, and I was losing what I had. And that's what's happened with our seniors. It's a shame that God's seniors, who should be out to give us the best, and they're put on the back burner back there, and the seniors are sitting back there, and these seniors are pretty soon are coming to Alzheimer's. They're coming in things because the Bible said, if we renew our mind, God will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because we trust in thee. It's terrible what we're doing to our seniors. My mother was the same way. My mother wanted to work for God, and they would not let her work for God. And my mother was an example that I've seen people. I'm just saying this. Our churches are indoctrinated to keep people in the church, not them into heaven. And that's so from God. They're alive in this world, but dead on the things of God. They're alive the cares of the world. They come to me and say, brother, you shouldn't think that way. What do you think about what people think? And I don't really care what they think. What the thing is what God says. If people care what you think, you would want people saved. They're out here wanting to get people saved, but they don't keep people saved. They don't keep them in a place that's going to live righteously, morally, and they're going to sell out to the things of this world and live for God. They don't give them that plan. They don't tell them as an introduction that you, the insurance with companies, you go to take an insurance policy. They don't tell you all these little verbal things. That's what they deal with Christians. Just come and sign our register. Be part of us. And you will have success. But the Bible says it's far from that. We're facing a giant of the devil. He's a giant without God. He's a giant without God. And with God, you're more than conquerors through it. You can buzz that old Satan. As I threw that rock at that snake, he blew up in that dream. And I was in a Christian group, and God gave me this dream. It's really right. It's where Christians are. Satan came, a blue snake came to me and talked to me. He says, who do you think you are? And I said, I'm a child of God. He said, oh, you're nothing. And I said, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Satan, you're defeated. And that snake blew apart, and the people came crying and says, you killed our pet. And that's what's happened. Our churches have received this as fact, and they're receiving. I'll tell you, I'd rather sit out here at a mulberry tree by myself. If there was a juniper tree, I would try to get that because it's more biblical. But I believe I'd rather be by myself and take chances of my getting into heaven than be in these rigorous cathedrals where the Spirit of God is contained in a container. He can't be moved. Any man that comes in, any woman comes in and doesn't move through there, whatever they say, I know that we're not letting things get out of hand, but if you had the controlling of the glory of God, you would have the Spirit of God. There would be prophets. There would be evangelists. There would be those that walk through the Spirit. That this misguidance wouldn't be allowed in your churches. But we come epidemic of wrong things and we're permitted it. And then the Spirit of God gets all the blame when it's nothing His fault. The Spirit of God never sanctioned mishandled Christians. Those are not in alignment to speak. God didn't say that. Ananias and Sapphira, they were killed at the time. And that's what the early church was. People were afraid to get out of line. They're afraid to get against God. But we have come to a place that says, oh, it's all right. It's all right. When the Spirit of God moves, burn and quench, it's okay. Look at our role. Look what's on the board. We're getting in great. We're building a new Sunday school. We're bringing a new addition. This is tragedy. This is what's happening to our spiritual world. And we need to be alive unto God, alive to His Spirit. God is God. He is real. Maybe someday somebody will put me in jail for what I'm saying, but He is real. He is real. And What we have is in Him. It takes the Spirit of God. I'm not the same man that when I walk on this door, the Spirit of God comes upon you. He's real. He is with you. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eyes over the righteous and His ears are open to their cry. We need to forsake sin and call upon God, and you will have full revival. You'll have total success. Without that, you'll have great defeats. You will have great problems. And you'll see your people actually devil-possessed to some degree. Not the way that the world would see, but these people are possessed with this naturalness is not of God. And God will not accept that in heaven. So you might as well say it's from the opposite side. God wants to get the church right, get you right, to receive a purity, a purification of the Spirit of God, that we might be alive of the things of God. God doesn't put up with filthiness. He doesn't put up with filthy activity in our mind. This mind is to have the Spirit of God upon it. This mind be in you, which is Christ Jesus. The Bible says we are the temple of the living God. God has said, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you alive unto God. That God will receive us. I'm not sure that so many people are received. They signed as I did when I was young, the roll. But that roll isn't going to get me to heaven. My heart has to have a change. My spirit must be renewed. My spirit must walk upright before God. I must walk in total alliance with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, that the joy of the Lord would be my strength, my power. The joy of the Lord is alive and real. The Spirit of God would be my atonement. The Spirit of God would be my direction finder. He would be my keeper. He would be my Savior. He would be my peace, my friend. A friend that sticks closer than a brother. Many people haven't got a friend because the enemy, he comes to kill, destroy, and steal. He comes to take your life. And you've had your life very slipshod. You think you're in shipshod, but you're slipshod. Because you're not where God wants you to be. And when the times of trouble come upon this earth, you will fail. You will be come up and find yourself in desperate need of a Savior. You'll find yourself desperate and desperate out of the quality of... You'll feel the alignment of the spirit of evilness upon you. You'll feel no joy. You'll feel no peace. And if you're not careful, God will allow you to have Alzheimer's. He will have a tool that will shorten your life, that you will be of no effect. He numbs you. Many people receive this numbing because people could not stand the torment they're going through. And that's that blindness that's come upon the people of God. They're so blinded that God allows them to receive this mark of the enemy. Yet, in reality, they think they're all the funerals are preached, all the things have been done, all the great hallelujah, glory to God that's not from the Spirit of God, all that glory things that's coming in their own man's education, their own man's thoughts. The natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God, from the foolish and him, he can't. He know them from the spirits to discern. The natural church receives not the thing from the Spirit of God, for the foolish is unto him, neither can he know them for the spiritually discerned. I know this sermon is sort of maybe touching some of your ears in the wrong way, but God needs to touch you because your life is priceless. What can a man give in exchange for his soul? God paid in full a price. Yours bought. You were bought by God himself. And if you go now and deliberately go against him, after he has paid the price, you're doomed for another place. And that place is not a place that you would like to go. It's not like your yacht club. It's not like that place that you go in and have a little zip of that wrong stuff. It's not like going to that dance hall and having a flirtation. It's not like living in sin. Sin has a time for a season, but that season is about time to come to pass, and the time that where everybody is going to have to tally up and face the cost, what they've done through life, because life's journey is ending very shortly. It's like a big whirlpool that's drawing mankind. We are saved by the Spirit of God, and we need to realize that whirlpool keeps pulling mankind down. We got to be desirous. I've got to seek God tomorrow for the next day. I've got to seek Him. I've not made it. I've got to work every day. I've got to seek God every day because it's a climb. It's a climb. It's a climb. It's a heaven's a climb. It's not a joy life. Even like you think it's worth it, yes. But in the work, you must work out your salvation with fear and heaven tremulous. I think about all the churches that represent that everybody, all their Humpty Dumpties and their lollipops and all the things that life is not. God's real. And all these ice creams are so good, but the ice in people's life, it melts. And when life is ended, it'll be just like that ice cream that's seed out here and it ruins the ground. It sears, and that's what our lives are. We're like a bunch of stuff that fell apart. There's no character in us. We have lost the way. We have lost the trust. We have lost the fear in God. We need to fear God. We need to come and seek Him this day. We must ask Him to forgive us that we might walk in wholeness, walk in obedience to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I'm going to quit because I'm on fire and I can just keep on going on, but I'm not going to sear no more people. I'm going to pray that God will move upon you mightily this day. I pray that God will electrify you. You know, if you're not careful, one of these storms are going to, God's going to zap you from the sky. You think you can hide from God? You can't hide from God. He can electrocute you from lightning. He can, many people I've heard from the Weather Channel, God allows them to be killed. You can't hide from God. You might have a short term, but there's going to be a day that every day, there's going to be a day of tallying the books. There's going to be a day of reckoning. And God's saying, my church, arise. Wake up. Knowing the time now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation near and we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness and let us put on the whole armor of light. And it's what I'm talking about today. And they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God. The Bible says, for me, turn away. I feel sorry for the hordes of people have lost their way. And they hear what I have today. They say, it's not for me. But I'll tell you, when you wake up in hell, when you wake up in hell, you say, I wish I could change it. It's going to be too late. It's going to be down there with Adolf Hitler, all the mean ones. You don't need to be down there, the mean people. You're a good person at heart, but yet you've lost your way. You've lost out to the society of the natural man. You've lost out to the spirit of religion, the spirit that gets in many of God's elect. Many people have started well, today are far from you. And Father, we pray this day that you'll move on your people mightily. I feel the unction here today, and I'm going to go because you're telling me to stop. Father, I love you, but I love people too. I pray for all the people. Their morality is indecent today. You're showing me that their walk with you is indecent. If their brain could be put out before the public, they wouldn't want the public to view what's in their thoughts. We need to get our heart right with you this day. Think on the things that are good. The Bible says, think on the things that are good. Think on the things not unjust, but think on the things of good. We're to think on the things that are pure. We're to think on things that are honest. We're to think on the things of good report. We are to think on the things of Christ Jesus, that Jesus died that we might live, that Jesus died that we might be saved, that we might have our atonement bought, paid in full by the love of God, that God's love verified our Jesus, and Jesus had to make that special sacrifice. And when we come and say there's nothing to it, we put Him into an open chain. And the Bible says there is no more forgiveness when that happens. Many of you out there this day, the Bible says there is no more remission. It's already been paid. We need to come. God's been merciful. And I know out there today, if you'll call right now, I believe that God is so merciful. He will save you. He will cleanse you. He will make you over, that you might have a new start, a new life, a new talk, a new walk, and a new joy. A glory of God will be upon you. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your love. I pray that you'd move as you only can. Father, I'm speechless out in the natural because I don't know what to say. The thing is so messed up. Only way that I can speak is through the Spirit. And Father, I know that's why you keep me quiet, because I would say too much. And you said, leave them alone. You're telling me that right now. Leave them alone. Let them die in their sin. And that's terrible out there, that you can die in your sin when God has given you eternal life. He's given a home so special, so wonderful. The Bible says, but a written eye hath not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that are prepared for them that love God. But God hath revealed them by the Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. You out there, you say there's nothing to God's Spirit. You demonstrate it, there's nothing to God's Spirit. But you're a liar, because God's Spirit is wonderful.
You say a liar? Yes, you're not speaking the truth of God. God's word is never lies. God's people, if they move into the Spirit, don't lie. But the enemy lies. He tells tales. He's lied from the very beginning. He's the father of all lies. And you have a little bit of him in you, you're going to have a tendency to lie. You're going to have a tendency to cheat. You're going to have a tendency not to do the will of God. You're going to have a tendency to be a husband that really doesn't love his wife. You're going to be a father that really don't want to lay down their life for the family. You're going to be all these characteristics that's not 100% genuine. You might say, well, I can fake it. But God sees your heart. God knows what's in your heart. And for people this day, God sees where you live. And this day, he knows what street corner you live on. He knows what bed you live in. He knows all about you. He knows when you go out and do shady things against your wife and your wives also against your husband. He knows these things. And these things are not permissible through the Spirit of God. Only through marriage is the bed honored. And we need to get these things right. We need to be a righteous people. We need to be a holy people. We shouldn't process and package sin in this world, and we package it, we deliver it, we send it out, when we should have the love of God so deep within us that we're an epistle moved upon by the Spirit of God. I'm going to quit. God bless you all. God bless you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.